Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. Today we're talking about new stuff and a couple
of updates.
This is the 6th of July edition. Do we want to start with anything in particular or do we just want to smash
it? No, there's a couple that I think, some updates that we should talk about first.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, let's start with a few people have been asking us and emailing and messaging if we know when the Wet n Wild Flights of Fancy collection is coming to Australia, and we know that it's in Australia. So there's a website called Glamradar, which is the stockist for Wet n Wild, which is fantastic because prior to them stocking it only for the past few months, we had no access to Wet n Wild, or no legitimate access to Wet n Wild. So this is an official stockist. They've just brought in the Flights of Fancy collection. It's a little bit different to the US. I think it's missing one lip gloss. But you can pick up this pack, this awesome pack, for $69 Australian. And you can buy things individually as well. So we do have confirmation. It is currently available. We'll link it down below if you want to get it, because that is rad. And we know a lot of people wanted to get their hands in it. And I think for 3 eyeshadow palettes, a lip scrub, 2 shimmery sort of baked blushes, which are gorgeous, a brush and 3 lip glosses and like a primer water spray, $69 Australian is
so good.
Is so rad.
Yeah.
Is so rad.
Yeah, so good.
Yay.
Speaking of Wet n Wild, there's a new collection coming soon. It's called Written in the Stars. That's all we know.
Yeah. Don't know anything about it yet, but we'll keep you updated in updates.
Yes.
Okay, now on to a bit of a funny topic that I really want to address really quickly. So the Huda Easy Bake Loose Powder has been released. There's 8 shades. I think it's something like $34.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's $34. Like I said, comes in 8 shades. And look, this was a non-thing for us. It was just a release of a powder which was in the same sort of range as her foundation. There's concealers that are coming out. So it's sort of like a logical step. But whenever this was sort of mentioned, or even when it wasn't mentioned, a lot of people in the comments were saying, why aren't you talking about the drama? There is drama going on behind this. Drama, drama, drama. How dare she? Drama, drama, drama. Now, if you want to know what the drama is, people are saying that she is copying Beauty Bakery, which Beauty Bakery is a brand that they mainly theme their products around food or like baking. So they've got a flour loose powder. Now the flour loose powder is pretty cool. We've spoken about it before. There's 4 shades in the range and it comes in a little bag that looks like a bag of flour.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. And a lot of people are saying that Huda is copying this. Now, the reason why we didn't actually address this drama is because we don't think Huda's copying this. Pretty much Beauty Bakery has a few trademarks. They've got Beauty Bakery, they've got Brownie when it comes to eyebrow cosmetics, they've got Ice Cream when it comes to like eye products, they've got Gelato when it comes to eyeliner and pencils and whatnot, Cake Mix, which is a foundation, and Flour, which is the setting powder. So their setting powder is called Beauty Bakery Flour Finishing Powder. So what Huda has done has not breached any trademark whatsoever. She's not copied this product. Her product is a play on the term baking, which is a term used in the makeup industry for putting powder on your concealer or your highlighted areas to really emphasize those and like to set the concealer properly or the highlighter or whatever you're doing. So that is a makeup term. And it's pretty much just a play on the fact that it's the same word as like baking a cake. Mm. It's a pun. It's a logical step that you could go, okay, Huda bakes her under eye area. We know she's done like tutorials on how to bake. And then all of a sudden she's bringing out loose setting powder designed to use for baking. And now she's marketing them in a kitchen.
She's
like,
called it the Easy Bake Loose Powder.
Yeah. So not flour loose powder.
It's a logical leap that she could make.
Yeah.
She could be, look, we're not saying she's oblivious to Beauty Bakery. I'm sure she knows what the brand is. But she could be living a life where she's oblivious to Beauty Bakery as a brand and still bake her face with her makeup
and come up with this marketing idea.
The idea. Like, it's not a huge leap.
Yeah. It's not a direct copy like someone, it's not like the Kat Von D shade and light palette and then someone's brought out the light and shade palette and it looks exactly the same. This is not a copy. It's just they both have a similar inspiration, which is a very, logical inspiration.
Yes.
So I don't know. A lot of people are making this out to be real drama, but it's just a face powder.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, I've got one more update and then on to new things. Did you know that the Mac Alia collection is out in Australia already?
No, I didn't. And you know why I didn't know? Because they don't bloody tell us.
Well, it's out online and awesome. It will be in store. So
yeah.
That if you wanted that, that is finally out. A lot of people are asking, when is it coming out to Australia? It is out. Along with, let's get into new stuff, Mac have released a new product.
Mm.
And the funny thing is, it's released here, as it's released in Australia, but I don't think it's yet released in the US.
Right. Well,
when we're filming, it's not. And a lot of people are going, when is it coming out in the US? And I'm like, I don't know.
Don't tell us anything.
Okay, there's going to be drilling sounds, but deal with it. So the Plenty of Pout lip range is being sneak peeked in the US, but it's out. It was out in store. David Jones, standalone stores, Maya, and MACcosmetics.com.au website at July the 2nd. So we had these earlier. So these are lip glosses and lipsticks that are nourishing, they're conditioning, and they improve the volume. So they're supposed to like be lip boosting sort of products. In Australia, okay, mind you, Australian MAC prices are very, very high. So if you're in the US, don't cry, but we can cry because this is our life.
Mm-hmm.
But their lipsticks are $36 and their lip glosses are $33.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on to Ace Beauty. Now, it looks like they are hooking up with Rachel C Makeup, who is an amazing Instagram account. She does some amazing things. Now, I believe Rachel was looking to create her own themed palettes, but she couldn't get the funding that she needed to make it happen. So Ace Beauty contacted her and they are working on palettes, and it looks like we definitely see external packaging. Now, we've got these like color layouts for the palettes, and I'm not 100% sure if this is like a mock-up of what she wants to create.
Yeah.
Or if it's actually is actually what the product is going to look exactly like. I'm not too sure.
Because also the outside and what her packaging design would feature peacock feathers and gold.
Yeah.
The palettes there don't feature peacock feathers and gold. No. So, yeah, clearly there's a big difference in between what they're actually releasing and what these mock-ups are.
Yes.
But the color inspiration is great.
Amazing. These palettes look so good.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
I'm keen.
Yeah, so there's some that, you know, familiar colors, but I think the way they've brought them together, not only work, but will definitely fill a hole in the market that a lot of people are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I look at these kind of products and I go, brands like Huda Beauty that just revamped a crappy old palette, they could be releasing new awesome combinations of colors to create something exciting and new, but instead they're sort of just, you know, they're just going over the same old ground. So I really like this because I sometimes think it requires people that use makeup and that are inspired by makeup to actually set different trends or go off into different avenues. So I really like this.
Speaking of Ace Beauty, we also have a brand new eyeshadow palette. This is the Grandiose palette and it's Oriental Indian themed.
Yeah.
So very warm. You've got pinks, reds, oranges, yellows, all that jazz.
Yeah. Okay, we have something new from BH Cosmetics. This is the Desert Oasis palette. So this is coming out on the 12th of July. It is going to be $22, contains 19 shadows and highlighters. There's nothing super revolutionary here, but I like the proportions of the colors, and I think it really encompasses the name Desert Oasis. You've got the desert colors, you've got the water kind of colors. You know, it is a neutral palette with a pop of blue. But, you know, I've heard really great things about the quality of BH Cosmetics for the price. So I'm sure a lot of people will like this.
Ciate are launching some Chameleon Nail Polishes.
It's already launched.
Oh, they have launched?
Yeah.
Cool. So there's three shades. These are in a, they're called Gelology.
Yeah.
Paint pots. So we've got Paradise Lost, Forbidden Fruit, and After Dark. Colours are stunning.
Yeah.
A little bit late to the train or the bandwagon, but,
look,
you know.
Look, I do agree that indie nail polishers have been doing these sort of things, and not even indie nail polishers, just...
Yeah.
But also Ciate have been doing this. So I don't know if it's just new in, like, these are new shades that are tweaked of other shades, or it's just their Gelology collection that they're adding these new sort of colours into. But I'm pretty sure they've had these sort of multi-chrome colours for
a
while.
Yeah, they do.
So,
they definitely do. I own some of them.
Yeah, it's not mind-blowing, but it's also, if you like that formula and you like these colours, there you go.
Yes.
Enjoy.
We've got something here from Etude House. This is absolutely fucking adorable.
It is fucking adorable.
So this was launched on the 25th of June as an early bird launch. And
can I ask a question? Can we buy it on your style?
Potentially. They sell Etude House. So they are also, I believe they're in stores now. So
awesome.
There we go.
They are so cute.
But these are soft drink tint colours that make the lips look refreshing like a burst of soda. And if they sell them in these little packs, which
yep.
I think they do,
yep.
I'm buying them. I agree. They are so, so, so damn cute.
I'm getting to the point where I've got so much practical makeup that I like using on a daily basis, and I'm like, that sits in a drawer, cool, tick. But then when it comes to really gorgeous stuff like this, I'm like, I want this as a display item.
Yeah.
This is just so rad that I'm interested.
It is so cute.
Is it super practical? Well, I guess they probably
are.
They're
lip tints.
So you can use them.
Yeah.
But I just think these, for me, would never go in my handbag in case they get scratched up.
Yeah.
I just want them in my life.
They're so cute.
They're so cute.
I love this vending machine thing they've got going on.
I agree.
It's just adorable.
All right, we've got a new release. When we're filming today, this just launched, but when you're watching this, it launched earlier in the week. So these are nail polishes from Kesta Black. It's their Soiree collection. They've got two new shades. We've actually got them here. I'm wearing one of them. This is just one coat of the black. I need to do the other coat, but I was running late. But there's two nail polishes. We'll have a little video on the screen of close-ups and nail swatches. But there's Champagne, which I think they describe as like a metallic bronze.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's more like a metallic, it's like a light bronze or a rose gold champagne color, and it's a really beautiful it's not a metallic like sheen, it's more of a micro glitter that gives a metallic nail finish. And there's also one called Black Diamonds, which is a black base with really, really, really fine silver holographic glitter in it. So in the sun it catches, like, it looks a little bit rainbow, but it's very subtle. So these are now released. So we are actually now Kesta Black ambassadors. So we do have a discount code, which we always have details of in the description box. But it's Beauty News 1010, mm-hmm. And you can get 10% off your order. If you want, you can use our affiliate link in the description box. If not, up to you. We don't mind. Just use the code just when you're ordering. So you just get 10% off.
Yeah, we don't get anything if you use a code.
No.
Only if you use the affiliate link.
Yeah, but if you don't want to use that,
don't use it.
Cool. Just, yeah. But these are new nail polishes from them, which are cool and sparkly.
Yeah.
We've got another nail release, and we've done a Get Swatched video, which will be going up later today.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're watching this as this goes up,
It'll be up later today. Yeah.
But this is a new collection from Graceful Nail Polish. So once again, look, Teresa from Graceful Nail Polish is so great and always sends us a collection to swatch. And this is a gorgeous collection.
Stunning. I love it.
They're all glitters. There's two thermals, which are fab. The thermals this time around, I'm obsessed with them. One is like a red that goes black, like mm-hmm. a shimmery red that goes shimmery black when it's cold. This purple, I'm just holding everything. This purple goes from being a light, like pale purple when it's warm, through to a bluey purple, through to this color when it's cold.
Yeah.
Rad. Some really cool colors here. But this is the second release in their Charmed collection. So they had the Charmed collection. This is Charmed again. So it's 8 nail polishes with all different finishes. And it's releasing today or tonight. So at 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to check it out, we'll have a link down below. But probably when that collection goes live, we'll put our video up. So yep. You can see the swatches if you wanted to buy any.
All right. Kylie Jenner.
Yep.
So it looks like she's reformulating her highlighters. She did a little Instagram story thing where she swatched one of her old formulas and compared it to her new formula. And yep. You can definitely see
a massive difference.
A massive change.
Yeah.
Colors are the same. So, you know, if you like the colors of her highlighters, don't despair.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's working on the formula.
They look a lot more intense and soft mm-hmm. and pigmented. She did say that this is modeled after, I think, the Stormy formula.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bought a highlighter from the Stormy formula and you liked that, this is sort of similar thing. They're revamping highlighters.
Good on her.
All right, we've seen some photos of 10 new shades of Laura Mercier blushes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know when these are coming out. They look gorgeous, and Laura Mercier is not in Australia anymore, so we're never going to get these. But if you do have access to them, there's a nice array of peaches, nudes, cool-toned shades, pinks, plums. Yeah, if you wanted more blushes in your life, Laura Mercier. All right, another brand that has, well, this is new to their range completely. Mm. Linda Hallberg has released fantastic lipsticks. Now, this is sort of like a MAC Huggable lip color
yep.
packaging, but there are 5 shades available. Okay, so these are actually launching today. So if you wanted them 6th of July, exclusively at Kix and shop lindahallberg.com. So this is an interesting concept. It's like a really hydrating, glossy lipstick. They're not super pigmented, so they're more like a sheer to medium pigmentation. The red is the most pigmented. So there we've got pink opal, goldstone, which to me I keep thinking gallstone, ametrine, bullseye, and garnet. Now, the way that this is described, not only are they supposed to be quite luscious, shiny, sort of beautiful lipsticks, but they're also designed to be cheek cream products as well, which technically any lipstick yeah. can be used on the cheeks. So yeah. I feel like this is just a way to extend or make it sound a little bit different from other lipsticks in the market. But if you had any like beautiful sort of, I don't know, glossy or creamy lipsticks, you can very easily put them on your cheek with no problem. But yeah that's how they're marketing these. So vegan, cruelty-free, and
multi-use
lipsticks.
L'Oreal Makeup is bringing us a new collection, apparently.
Yeah.
Chromatic Bronze. So what we've seen so far are some loose pigments, and apparently there's also some lip products and a highlighter palette.
But yeah, we'll keep you updated. Another update that I forgot about. This is from Melt. So the 27 palette has already launched. So normally we'd talk about this in updates, but launched on the 4th of July. So if you wanted it, hopefully you went and got it.
Mm.
Hopefully, maybe, kind of.
And they're going to have a 24-hour sale along with that. From Nabla, we have the Denude Collection. I was going to say Connection. I don't know what that's about.
Denude Connection.
Yes.
Yep.
So there's glowy skin sticks. We've got liquid eyeshadows. There's also lipsticks, lip liners, highlighter, and highlighter brush.
Okay, there's 4 pressed highlighters there.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Okay, this is a little bit interesting. I didn't mind this. NYX have released a bunch of stuff on their NYXcosmetics.com website. And one major thing that they've released... Okay, let's get the shitty things out of the way. Well, not shitty, but... the stuff out of the way. They've got Foil Play Cream Pigments.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but it's interesting. They've got Slip Tease Full Color Lip Lacquers.
Mm-hmm.
Foil Play Cream Eyeshadows. So must be new shades or whatever. But the thing that's really interesting is this new palette. So this is the Swear By It eyeshadow palette. It's $35. There's nowhere at the moment that I've seen that says it's limited edition. So I think it's permanent. There's 40 shades in this palette. And I think this is a smart move. Now, this has a massive amount of shades. It goes from sort of cool-toned mauve shades through to reds, through to oranges, through to pops of yellow, through to sort of mustardy sort of greeny colours, a bit of a foresty green, then onto the blues, and then the cool blues. Oh, no, the warm blues, I guess, more the purpley-grey blues.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes from sea blues to sort of like grey blues. And then in between, they've dotted you know, mattes and shimmers of more neutral colours that you can sort of pair with it. Now, I think this is really, really smart. And I think if I was to go for a warm tone palette with a pop of blue, it'd probably be this one.
Yeah.
Because I think you have so much variety here that you can create countless, endless looks mm-hmm. with it. I think it's very, very smart. I think the balance of mattes and shimmers are really cool. Yeah, I think the only way they could possibly make this better, in my opinion, is if they included more pinks and purples and then like just, and maybe more greens and had like a whole massive rainbow palette.
Mm.
But for 40 shades for $35, I think this is on trend and I think they are showing Morphe up.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because they literally just shat on Morphe.
Because I think this is what Morphe should be.
Absolutely. But Morphe, I totally just agree.
They're like, oh, here's a warm palette with all the same fucking shades. Whereas here, they're like, here's a true red. Here's a burgundy red. Here's a peach. Here's a warmer, you know, this. Here's a, all these colours. And you kind of go, okay, even if you don't really feel confident wearing these colours, you can use all the other colours around it and work your way into using a bright yellow.
Yeah.
I think this is really smart.
Revlon.
What did you think of it?
It's too big.
Too big?
Yeah.
I don't think it's too big at all.
Yeah. I don't, like, you know, I look at my Morphe palettes and I don't use them. They're so big that I can't store them near where I do my makeup.
Yeah.
So I just know that I wouldn't use it simply because of the size. All right. Revlon is working with Gal Gadot on a thing.
Yep. Wonder if it's a flesh stick.
Good Lord, I hope not. All right. Strobe Cosmetics is sneak peeking.
Glorious colors.
Yes. So it's 5 out of 12 shades from the Arcana palette. This is coming winter 2018.
At the end of the year.
Yes. I like it.
I like it too.
I think it's really pretty.
If this is a whole palette, see, here's the thing. I would totally buy this in a palette. This is what I want the subculture to be.
Yeah.
And I find that like the subculture had beautiful shades, but I live for these metallics.
Yeah.
I live for these mattes. Do I think that they're a little bit deceptive with how they've swatched? Maybe.
Yes.
But
I think they are.
If there's a whole, if there's a 12 pan palette of this gloriousness, oh, I could definitely
buy. I know. I'm really keen to see.
And then it might be after our low buy. So we can buy it.
Might be. Yay. All right. Sugar Pill. Shrinkle was sneak peeking something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Doing something in the lab. And then, yeah.
Yeah, so this is, I'm going to say, new liquid lipsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Only because it looks like a cream formula with a colour.
Yeah.
And then if you look at this video, it's like glittery swatches.
Yeah.
Now, they have released in the past those liquid lipsticks that if you press your lips together,
it releases. The glitter comes out.
The glitter, it's shown. So I reckon this is just an expansion on that.
Yeah.
Could be, okay, conspiracy hats, put it on, could be another collab with cool drag queens, maybe?
Could be.
Like the last one, one of the last of those glittery lipsticks they brought out was with Kim Chi.
Yes.
So, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race season 10 just finished, so maybe it's good time to jump on that. Who knows?
Mm. All right. Tarte.
Yeah.
We've got some stuff.
Okay, let's start with the biggest thing.
Mm.
Rainforest of the Sea Sizzle Eyeshadow Palette. This is available now. It is the same format of as their Rainforest of the Sea, sort of like the circle with the little pizza squares in it.
Yeah.
And this is, I don't know, 8 shades of rosy nude.
Yep.
All shimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Look, what I liked about the NYX one, I dislike about this one.
Yep.
There's very little versatility here, but if you like these shades, I know a few people are excited. Yep. Here's the swatches. Meh, they're all right. I do want to point out that they are marine powered. So they have coconut oil, vitamin E, and marine plants in the eyeshadows. So they're sort of doing two-faced with infusing it with stuff that doesn't need to be there. But this does have glittery packaging. And yeah, if you liked that format, I look at this and I see that Flower Power palette.
Yeah.
Like it looks, and this is where
I see this and I'm like, oh, I like that starfish color. That's pretty. I'd use that. High Tide's nice too. Oh, but that's right. I've got the Naked 3 at home, so I'll just go use that.
And also, if you did buy that Flower Power palette, they had a shade like starfish in it. I know. Didn't they? So, like, yeah. I think, look,
I'm not inspired by this. I can understand why other people are.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not bothered by it.
No, it doesn't offend me, and I feel I feel like if these are your sort of shades, then you will like it. But I just feel like they have the capabilities to come up with new things. Like,
but they
don't. The Icy Bitch was a good example of get your joke marketing people to actually design the colors of your palettes. Because
but that's why Tarte has just not been a brand that I've been interested in for quite some time. And I think the last thing I actually purchased from Tarte was potentially Shape Tape. And that was over a year ago.
Great product though.
Great product, yeah. But like I just
look, if that inspires you, buy it.
But absolutely.
It looks, once you look at all their eyeshadow palettes on their page, it blends in.
Yeah.
Sure, it does blend in.
It does.
What else have they got?
Shape Tape setting powder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a loose
baking powder. Setting powder.
It comes in two shades.
Yeah.
So you've got a translucent one and then like a deep one for people with deep skin.
Yeah, for it to act as a translucent
on deep skin. Yeah. So it doesn't leave like a white cast.
Yeah.
Then we have the Quench Hydrating Primer.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a makeup brush. I love the makeup brush.
It looks very fancy, doesn't
it? I love it. I do have a couple of Tarte brushes. I enjoy them. And I can say very happily that I like the silhouette of this brush.
It's fair enough.
I'm not going to buy it, but I like it.
Yeah, I think it's definitely different.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Go them.
All right, the time has come where we're going to dedicate this episode to one of our Beauty News VIP.
Yep.
And that person is Justin. Thank you so much, Justin. This episode is dedicated to you. And thank you to all of our Beauty News our VIP supporters, all of our subscribers.
400,000 subscribers.
Yeah, our 400,000 subscribers.
That's crazy.
Yay. I know.
Maybe for the 400,000, our emoji of the week can be like celebration things.
Yes, like the balloons and the streamers and the things and the cakes
and the champagne. Stuff. Yes. Yeah. So that was exciting.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
it was.
Earlier in the week we hit 400,000, which...
Yeah, I know. It happens.
It happens. Things happen.
And it happened to us.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's it for us today. I think we've covered everything.
Yep. But thank you to whoever created the thumbnail this week.
Yes.
And last week and the week before.
Yes.
We love your work.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a dedicated response video very soon.
Yes.
We've just got a lot of extra content that we need to churn through. So we're trying.
Yeah. But we're getting
there. We're loving it still.
We love it. It's so good.
And if you do want to take part in that, join the Not Beauty News group. Details in the description box.
Perfect.
All right, guys.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.